com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. We've been talking about this now for weeks, what's going on in the Ukraine. And Luke Vargas was there just, it seems, a few weeks ago. And he joins us from the UN tonight to talk about what's happening. Hey, Luke, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good evening.
So talk about the latest of the Ukraine. I know the president came out and made some pretty strong statements today.
He did, though I think the real news was just the continuing push by the Russians to go public with their rationale for even being in the Ukraine in the first place. I was pretty surprised, you know, after a weekend of trying to figure out their rationale, you know, piecing together various statements from the Russian press, if you want to call it a press, and as well from their foreign ministry today, actually beginning this morning in Geneva at the Human Rights Council, of all places. The foreign minister of Russia, Sergei Lavrov, gave a speech essentially saying that the reason that Russia is there is for humanitarian purposes, that the government in Kiev, that interim post-Yanukovych government, has passed laws that attack the human rights and the fundamental freedoms, he said, of Russian-speaking and culturally Russian Ukrainians, and that it was in the interest of ensuring human rights, especially the right to life, end quote, that Russia had sent in the military to Crimea. And, you know, obviously we can make of that what we want. But then, you know, not to just, you know, let one speech do the talking. The Russian mission at the UN requested an emergency Security Council session, which they had actually been dragged into last Friday, as well as on Saturday. But today they requested one. And at 3:30 p.m., the Security Council met, Vitaly Churkin, the Russian UN ambassador, proceeded to also provide a justification for the military presence, saying, in fact, that Viktor Yanukovych had written a letter to Putin asking for the military intervention. So, you know, it really is surprising to me that in spite of all the public, quite high-profile and impressively worded condemnations of Russia that were stirred up by these two speeches, including from Ambassador Samantha Power, that they thought this was a good idea to go full speed ahead. And that makes you wonder exactly who is calling the shots in Russia and whether they're, you know, fully lucid at this point, because I think the negative news in the international press at this point far outweighs, you know, the power of these Russian claims to break through even to their own population at this point.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. On a personal note, because you were there, you talked about it, and I talked about it was what it was like for you when you were walking through some of these areas. How do you feel now as you're watching this unfold?
Well, you know, on one hand, when I was there with my colleague Zach, actually almost exactly a month ago, one of the first things we heard in Kiev was people very nonchalantly saying, at this point, the only question is whether Russia will invade before, during, or after the Olympics. And then they'd go on to talk about the causes of the Euromaidan protest movement and all the things we were sort of there to cover. And these statements about the Russian invasion didn't square with kind of our tactical assessment of what was going on the ground. And so we didn't really know how to publish it. We just sort of kept it on the back burner and said, this is an issue that we don't even really know how to talk about. And in hindsight, it's amazing, you know, how accurate that was. It just didn't seem like it was the most pressing concern for these people. Then we took a trip to the Crimea. We went to Sevastopol, where, you know, you've seen a lot of scenes of protests this week and of military mobilizations. It's where Russia's Black Sea Fleet is located. And we talked on the ground to Navy members of the Ukrainian Navy. And it was so surprising to ask them about the protest movement, ask them what they thought of Russia, and to hear them almost universally say that they love their Russian Navy counterparts. They make it pay 10 times as much of them and have far superior equipment and training. But they said, look, ever since we've been enlisted, these guys are doing joint missions with us. We like to see and watch their training. We benefit from learning how to operate some of the weapons that they have, and we have really no ill feelings against them at all, quite the opposite. And so it has been no surprise this week to see these stories of very high-profile military defections, There was the flagship naval vessel of the Ukrainian Navy actually phoned over or radioed over to a Russian naval vessel over the weekend and asked to switch sides and thereafter stopped taking orders from Kiev. So I'm not really surprised to see the military dimension of this playing out like it did. But again, compared to this very political, protest-driven story that we reported on a month ago, it's amazing how fast that has fallen away. The issues of corruption are kind of the smallest thing being talked about now in exchange for this military element.
Yeah, how quickly it changes. All right, let's talk about D.C., Benjamin Netanyahu, and obviously he's got a lot to say. Give us a little preview of what you think's going down with Netanyahu.
Man, you know, so this is in snowy Washington today. You know, we were full speed ahead in New York, but Washington sort of ground to a halt, with the exception of, you know, Congress meeting with Mr. Netanyahu. Obama basically told him that tough decisions would be needed to make these ongoing Middle East peace talks successful. But then Netanyahu was firm, you know, as he's been for so long, saying it was the Palestinians that were being noncompliant. And I just can't see how this is going to end up, you know, working out. John Kerry, when these peace talks got underway, said he wanted to have them wrap up by the end of April to have the final status agreed on. I just don't see that happening. The positions from the Palestinians remain the same, essentially that we need those pre-1967 borders. And the Israeli position isn't softening either, saying Palestine still needs to recognize Israel as the Jewish homeland, and that they're not going to talk about any handover of East Jerusalem, which is where the Palestinians, as you well know, had hoped to put their capital. And, you know, as far as what land Israel might be willing to give up, they also haven't shown their hand at all. They're not talking in any detail whatsoever about what level or degree of territorial exchange they would agree to. So with less than 2 months to go here, we still look like we're, you know, back in the first week of these peace talks. And I know John Kerry has made a great deal about this. He's done, I think, a dozen visits over the past year to the region, but he's being called away to Ukraine. And I think that's going to continue to be the case in sort of the medium term. I don't know how much attention these Middle East peace talks are going to get, unfortunately, as the crunch time comes around.
Yeah, I agree with you there, absolutely. Luke Vargas, thanks so much. We appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again down the road here on America Tonight.
Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Response. What should the response be? You heard what Luke had to say. As he mentioned a month ago, he was in the Ukraine. So now you have this position where the U.S. has pretty much put everything on ice, the military-to-military engagements, if at all, with Russia, including bilateral meetings, rather, they're done. So trade talks, military actions, cooperation, all of that on ice. We already had some ice between Putin and Obama, and now it gets worse. The ice gets thicker. And, of course, the big story of how should the U.S. respond, Russia sending the troops, that really was the green light for all of this, to push the reaction. So despite threats of sanctions and other rebukes from other countries, it doesn't matter, the pushback. Russia is not backing down. On Monday, they showed that. So you heard there the emergency UN Security Council meeting. As this crisis unfolds, what's next? Russia's used planes, boats, helicopters, all of that. I mean, 16,000 troops in the past week. What should the response be? 855-266-5283. We'll talk about it on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment solid basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
We are examining a whole series of steps, economic, diplomatic, that will isolate Russia and will have a negative impact on Russia's economy and its status in the world. Over time, this will be a costly proposition for Russia. I've heard a lot of talk from Congress about what should be done, what they want to do. One thing they can do right away is to work with the administration to help provide a package of assistance to the Ukrainians.
All right, the president says let's squeeze Russia until they bleed, especially economically. Then they'll have to respond. What do you think? Is this the right move? 855-266-5283. Come on, you're dying to jump in on this whole Cold War thing. Who looks better, Putin or Obama right now? Here's the thing about Putin. He has the don't back down mug, doesn't he? He wins the award for that. If you were strictly looking at Putin, let's just be honest. Let's say you got two ways to go. The world is going to end. And you have two giant vessels to get on. It sounds like a plot for a movie. I think I've seen this somewhere. And one is being led by Vladimir Putin. The other one, Barack Obama. Now, I always say this. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. What vessel are you getting on? You have to follow someone. So you do have to be a lemming. You have no choice because there are just these two boats. which one are you getting on? And there is a method to my madness. The reason I say that is because you look at China and you look at other countries, and granted it's a small handful, but they're starting to line up behind Russia. And, of course, our dreaded enemy, Iran, whether they say that or not, they can talk about diplomacy all they want with Rouhani, the new leader of Iran. But deep down, there is no doubt they have not done anything they said they would do once the sanctions were lifted in Iran. We knew that was going to happen. So once again, who flexes their muscle and the world pays more attention? Is it Putin or is it Obama? And I'm not even really trying to beat up on Obama. I'm just saying, think back and think of Russia and think of the Cold War and think of where we are now with this Ukraine situation. It's the Ukraine versus Russia versus the U.S. somewhere mixed in here. Who's the strongest one of them all? Putin doesn't seem to care. He doesn't seem to care as to what else is happening out there. He's flexing his muscle. It's about power with Putin. I think that's it. Is it a violation of international law, Russian military action? Is it a human rights protection mission, which somehow it's being portrayed as, I guess, in the Russian state-run media? It doesn't matter. The bottom line is, and this is the thing, what they're saying is, oh, well, see, this is the deal with the Russian Federation. They want to make sure there's peace and law and order and stability, and they want to defend the people of the Ukraine. Baloney. This is a power grab. This is a land grab. That's what this is. But the question still remains on the table. What should the reaction of the U.S. be? Sit back? I mean, the sanctions obviously are not, there's no fear in Putin. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. 855-266-5283. Tomas is listening in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Hey, Kate, can you hear me now?
I gotcha.
My son came up with a brilliant observation. Because remember when Russia invaded Georgia, there was fighting, you know, and there were casualties, right? Well, where's the Ukrainians? What are they doing? I mean, their country has been invaded. I don't see any fighting going on. So, you know, I'm starting to think that we're about to get played as a sucker in this. You know, maybe they're thinking, well, you know, they did all the fighting for the Afghanis and they did all the fighting for the Iraqis. Maybe the Yankees will come in here and take care of business. We won't have to believe because Ukraine is a lot bigger than Georgia.
Right.
And there's no reason why, you know, they have been invaded. Why have they not reacted militarily? They have a military. So, you know, I want to see a little bit of stand up and take care of business over there before, you know, they expect me to come and help. They, for months they were out there, you know, fighting each other. So I guess, you know, they're pretty good at fighting. Matter of fact, the world champion in boxing is a Ukrainian, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, well, come on. You know, show me, where's the beef, like a lady said in the debate one time. I haven't heard anybody ask that question, you know, except my son. You know, and I said, wow, that's awesome. I'm going to share that on the international radio show tonight.
Why I love that.
Ukrainians fighting?
Well, because you know why they're not fighting is number one, they're so crippled economically, right? So Russia has given them some money. But the United States is pledging $1 billion. I think the play here is get the money and then run. So just because we are part of a loan. We're talking about $1 billion. Naturally, why don't we just lend them $1 billion? Because there is no government in place, so let's do that. Let's lend them $1 million and see what Russia does. And see, this is the problem. I mean, this is the problem. You're right. They really will be played for a fool. That's what's going to happen here. And Russia's ally is China.
Yeah, well,
they're supporting,
I haven't even heard of it. I haven't even heard of, like, sniper fire or something, you know. And so you're right. I think that they are waiting to see how much money they can make. I don't think they really care about the Crimea, you know.
I don't either.
They are thinking, you know, we don't need that. We just need $1 billion. So there's something going on, you know. Is a country invades another country, you know, and they fight back, then the world, you know, well, the world supposedly comes to their aid, but apparently it didn't happen in Georgia. So maybe they're saying, look, the Georgians fought and it didn't help them. Maybe we need to take a different track here because Obama is out of the picture.
Exactly. So and so let's do it. Yeah, so let's do it. Yeah. Yeah, your son is smart. So between the three of us, we came up with what we think is going on there. Excellent.
All right.
Very good, hey, Samaz.
Don't drink too much on St. Patty's Day. I know you're Irish and everything, but, you know, just maintain a little bit of order there, okay?
I will, Samaz. Thanks for the call. That was great. So, you know, his son is on to something. That's true. I think that there's more to this. What's interesting is, Rachel Maddow, the host for MSNBC, she was saying that the Bush administration is the ones who screwed this up, that it was their Middle East policy that pushed us into the situation that we're in, this global crisis, including what's happened in the Ukraine. Rachel Maddow, I haven't seen her show enough to know. I know a lot of people really like Rachel Maddow, and she's supposedly said some pretty smart things, but I don't think I agree with this, with the Bush administration's policy, really. The reason why is because they're saying that Bush's policies impacted every other decision we make. Why the president didn't go ahead with the airstrikes against Al-Assad on Labor Day weekend, that this was one of the things she was saying, and that because of this previous president, we're stuck in this situation. Now, if you want to talk about carrying over the war situation, carrying over in Afghanistan, or what carried over in Iraq, okay, but this other situation, the other dominoes, the other things that have happened, I don't think you can really, truly pin on their policy in the Middle East, particularly trying to hopscotch it to the Ukraine. I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe I'm playing a different kind of bingo than she is. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283 if you want to throw in your 2 cents. I'm climbing the wall. I'll see you on the other side.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Between Putin and Obama. And here's where we're at. We're talking about the Ukraine. And if you tuned in, you're saying, who gives a flip about the Ukraine? You do, Mr. and Miss America. And the reason why you care, folks, is because your money will be dumped in that direction. And this is where the rubber meets the road. Where the rubber meets the road. And I say that because China clearly is lining up with Russia, but that's nothing brand new to us. And then you have Iran in this situation, so that's 1, 2, 3. And you know, it's that whole thing about what is the U.S. recognized for, right? The whole idea of saying we're a superpower, and you can have people say, well, who cares about that? It's about peace and love and putting down the weapons and, you know, bailing the world out, helping people whenever there's a crisis. Just helping them, dumping in whatever we can. We can't even help our own people half the time, but let's just make sure we dump every dollar we have into foreign soil to help everybody else we can, right? And then take the brunt of being smashed on the head with a blunt object when it's convenient. So here's the thing. Now there are becoming, there's divisions. There's things that are starting to happen. And Putin does not care. He's loving this. He's like a throwback to the James Bond Cold War. They're the bad guys and we're the good guys. That's it. I mean, seriously. You can call him whatever you want to call him. Dr. Evil, Dr. No, whatever. Odd job. Remember Odd Job? He's no odd job. But it doesn't matter. This is Cold War politics for Putin. So bring on the sanctions. He'll just up the ante more and say, well, I don't understand. This is about a humanitarian kind of thing, making sure we keep peace. That's why we're here. That's why we're doing this. So the U.S. is, according to the president, which you just heard there, looking at a series of economic and diplomatic steps to try to isolate Russia. And then he's pushing Congress, work with the administration on some kind of an assistance package for the Ukraine. So we're going to ice Russia, and then we're going to float money into the Ukraine. It's perfect. Because then the Russians can take the money. I mean, you know, you got troops all over the place, military posts, all kinds of stuff. I mean, they have taken control of the peninsula. The Ukraine is not in charge here. Whatever Ukrainian authorities were around, they're not there. It's really about Russia. In the Crimea, that's it. So, is this going to escalate? What's going to happen here? The U.S. ambassador to Russia says, I think we all need to, this was his quote, I think we all need to be vigilant and worry about the worst case scenario because it's no one's interest to see all-out civil war in this country in the heart of Europe of 50 million people. But Putin doesn't care. Let me say that again for the 10th time in a half an hour. He doesn't care. In fact, I would say he enjoys, think about it. Putin has toyed with Obama almost from the beginning. There was the Ed Snowden thing, great, he's got asylum there. And then, of course, saying, oh, he should not be releasing any information, any secret information. We'll give him temporary asylum. And what has he still been doing? Giving out all kinds of leaks. So Putin doesn't care, he just said that for show. And there have been other serious steps along the way. And this one, the Ukraine would rack up there. And why would the U.S. want the Ukraine? Why not? The natural resources, the natural gas pipelines. There's gold in them thar hills, to steal an American expression. So there are obvious reasons. Plus, Russia wants to expand its reach. There is no question about this. They were lining up to do that in the first place. There was a commander of a Russian Black Sea fleet, right? The commander of the whole Black Sea fleet. That's what they call it, I guess. He boarded a blocked Ukrainian warship and issued a threat. You know what he said? He said, swear allegiance to the new authorities or surrender or face an attack. Face an attack. This is Cold War stuff. This is Tom Clancy novel stuff, but really happening. And the State Department can issue whatever it wants. Sanctions, oh yeah, it's not just possible, but it's probable. The Ukraine's shaky new government, mobilized military reservists who cannot muster up against these Russian soldiers. So the question of now what is very, very big. And the Ukrainians are in trouble because they are cash-strapped, baby. What happens when you've got no cash? You got no muscle, you got no cash. You got some friends who say, oh boy, we're going to put some sanctions out there. And then you're surrounded by soldiers who say, pledge allegiance or else. So what's interesting is the German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, said that Putin accepted a proposal to establish a fact-finding mission to the Ukraine under the leadership of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, saying we'll start a political dialogue. And the Ukraine has, what I just said, you know, 45 to 50 million people, 45 million people really kind of punched in between Europe and the Russian southwestern border. And since Yanukovych was booted a couple of weeks ago and there were all those protests on the streets and dozens of people were dead and hundreds of people were wounded. And let me tell you, boy, those... That video was pretty raw. I saw that video the other day. Somebody sent me some unedited stuff, and it was rough. And that wasn't too long ago. So do the people want to have their own form of government? Do they want democracy? Yeah. But what they want and what's surrounding them are two completely different things. And this is a perfect situation for Russia. Perfect. Because, what's in it for them? Some of the resources, more control, more people, all of that. And the Ukraine is kind of divided. But it doesn't matter. If it's Russia's, it's Russia's. So the world is closing in, and we're all watching this. I don't think in the middle of this crisis, I really don't think those sanctions are stopping Putin in any way. He just keeps pursuing. I don't see him backing off. Don't think he's going to back off. I mean, this is ripped from the pages of any Cold War novel, let's face it. Anything that deals with Cold War. And the Ukraine is definitely teetering somewhere in between war and becoming back to Mother Russia. You know, hugging Mother Russia again. So... And with Russia having the advantage here. Then the other question becomes, and this is why I say, why are we talking about the Ukraine? Because it could damage the global economy. You know how our markets are so soft. One hint of bad news. The Ukraine war, Russian standoff, boom. There goes those stocks tanking in that 401k. Your whole life you've been shimmying up poles, working for the electric company. But man, you found a way to dump money into that 401k because they were matching for a while and they still were pretty good about it. And now you're stuck because it's starting to tank and you're supposed to retire soon. So there's important reasons to care. I mean, there's important reasons to care. And then is it a question of at some point do you just pull back completely? At what point do you say forget it and we're done? We're done here, we're done there, we're having our own problems with our deficit, so let's roll it back up. Let's not get too involved. I think it's too late for that. But China has our debt, China needs us, and we need China. But more and more, China also is exerting its own power. If you remember their problems with Japan and going for land grab of the islands and what we were saying, whoa, about international airspace. And we were actually respecting that, saying that any time we had an airliner that was going into this particular area, we let them know. Because we really don't want China upset either. Not really. All right, coming up, we're going to do something completely different, although you can still weigh in. 855-266-5283. What should the play be here for the United States? We're talking about numbers next on ATN.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Seven times 61. LeBron James scored 61 points. Best game of his career. I mean, this guy is bedazzling. He made 22 of 33 shots from the field. First eight trades, 3 points. 3 point attempts. Boom. Knocked them down all in a row. That's crazy. I mean, to knock them all down. His career best had been 56, so now he bested that. The record breaker came with 5:46 left. He spun through three defenders, so close your eyes, picture this. Big bad LeBron, Superman, knocking off three defenders like a pinball just oozing its way from side to side for a layup that just fell in. Sweet! And he tumbled to the court. 61 points. Amazing. He is amazing. I mean, not a Hoop fan or not, you got to say. I'll tell you what. There have been two players that I have seen that have just wowed me. The way they flew up in the air and really flew up in the air and dunked. And that was Michael Jordan and LeBron James. I saw LeBron James play in person, and, you know, and it was crazy. So what a game. What a game. I guess he's not done yet. People talk about what happens if Miami doesn't win the whole thing this time, and what happens at trade deadlines, and what's going to happen to the team. And I think he's just going to keep on keeping on. That's what I think is going to happen with LeBron James. And so the Heat beat the Bobcats 124-107. Eighth straight win for the two-time defending champs, who are rolling, needless to say, as the playoffs get closer. Three cities not rolling that have something in common with Motown could be bankruptcy. New York City. New York owes $20 billion for the retiree health care. $20 billion more than Detroit does. $88.2 billion is what they owe. The Big Apple owed pensioners $69.9 billion, more than it set aside as of last year's annual report. So that's crazy. How do they balance that out? Bill DeLazio, where are you when we need you? Bloomberg's glad that he bailed on that gig, I bet. They can't balance anything there. Chicago, the Windy City. Whew. Great place to go. On the off season, I call it. You don't want to go there in the winter, it's terrible. But outside of that, it's fabulous. So anyway, the city has been downgraded three notches because of their pension liabilities. You kind of get the theme here, right? 30,000 retired workers struggle with the economy. They're having some liabilities with them. It's bad. Police, firefighters, municipal workers, they were short by almost $20 billion at the end of 2012. And then the pension fund for the Chicago teachers, they owe like $8 billion. So pensions, pensions, pensions. Chicago has to come up with a state-mandated $590 million increase in its contributions to police and fire pension funds. So it's going to get a lot worse there. Bankruptcy could be in order. Los Angeles. The mayor there, Richard Reardon, is saying that we're facing a fiscal crisis. But he said it 4 years ago. Now it's time to pay the piper. So here's the deal. What are they in trouble with? Same thing. Pension funds, unfunded by billions of dollars. Fire and police pension system in L.A. $9.25 billion unfunded. City employees retirement system, $11.32 billion unfunded. You kind of get the drift here, right? So this is the thing. You had to trim the benefits. You had to up the retirement age. You had to increase the contributions. You had to shift retirees into Medicare or do something. But, you know, a lot of them, they couldn't do that, or they did it when it's too late. So this is the problem. What do you do? What's the old saying? You cannot get blood from a stone. Can't get blood from a stone. So what will happen here, I think, is pretty scary. It's pretty crappy, too, isn't it? You know, it's one of those things where if you were just born a few decades earlier, you were living a good life because you could actually take vacations and you made money and you got a gold watch and you had a pension. Now forget about it. Oof. That's gone to the wind. That's what the older people talk about, because we don't know anything about that, right? So in the meantime, we bounce from LeBron and his 61 points to cities that are struggling just to pay the mere mortals who protect the city what's due them in a pension, but they're stuck, to the story of the Oscars. Yeah, that happened on Sunday. And the story is people wore a whole bunch of diamonds. Jennifer Lawrence, who was part of the movie, part of the cast that I liked, American Hustle, were $3 million in diamonds to the Oscars. Aren't they afraid somebody's going to somehow go behind them in a limousine and smash them on the head or something? I guess not. I guess they don't think that. But that's what happens. They lend them the diamonds. I don't think that they're, I think they're aiming for the 1% who must be watching the show. Because what middle-class woman is dreaming of the diamonds that she saw dripping from the celebrities when they were watching them walk down the red carpet? Unless it's cheap knockoffs, I don't see how that's possible. Doesn't make any sense, does it? So check this out. How's your spelling? How's your grammar? You wonder in the future, with so many kids that are using computer spell check, what's going to happen with spelling? I mean, I see my nephew is brilliant in so many areas. I mean, I think the kid could climb Mount Everest. And he's a great artist. And he's a masculine little fellow. But when it comes to spelling... Oh, and I hope his family isn't listening. When it comes to spelling, he's the worst. Because they have spell check. And I'm sure everybody around him, it's the same thing. So check this out. National Grammar Day is Tuesday. So, you know, we notice, don't we still notice bad grammar and misspellings? But I happen to see this really funny story on a copy editor who had been copy editing for 15 years and edited for brevity and clarity. And she was an editor for one of the cable networks. I know I saw that. And talked about that, you know, how people misuse punctuation. So we could throw that in. That's a grammar pet peeve, right? Using a dash when you could have a colon, that kind of stuff. Using words that don't really describe anything. In other words, vague words, although that's not grammar, that's just lack of imagination, I suppose. But misspelling the team name on a jersey, I mean, are you kidding me? Misspelling a team name on a jersey? How do you do that? I don't get it. Because, I mean, that seems like you would just ask them a couple of times, right? But I guess, you know, I guess in a rush to get something done, that sometimes happens. What can I say? Always fun. We can count. Hey, you have any suggestions on the show? Share them with us. AmericaTonight.net.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.